Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Jim has the remarkable ability to focus on what matters now and what's coming next.
You realize that 10,000 hours on the radio is 600,000 minutes of talking, and you've used them all well. Congratulations, and again, happy anniversary.
Welcome back, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show with our good friend Joe Tankersley. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm your host. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. Joe Tankersley, the author of Reimagining Our Tomorrows, Making Sure Your Future Doesn't Suck. Joe, tell us about the book.
Absolutely happy to. What I wanted to do was inspire people to start thinking about how they could create their own version of the future. And I do that through storytelling.
Yeah.
If we can change the stories that we tell about the future, we begin to have a roadmap that says, this is how I want to try to create my future. And I think we've got a lot more agency to do that than we give ourselves credit.
And isn't that one of the roles of a futurist is to tell stories?
I believe it's the only way to communicate this information.
Yeah.
The future is a very abstract thing. And when you rely just on data and trends and try to keep it at that intellectual level, it doesn't stick for people. You know, they hear it, but they don't understand how it really affects their
life. Right.
And let's face it, what's important is, how is the future going to affect my life? How is it going to make it better?
Mm-hmm.
That's really what I'm most interested in.
Well, and we live in interesting times, as the Chinese curse goes. And they're getting curiouser and more interestingly curiouser every day. How do foresight, has there ever been a time, Joe, when foresight was more necessary to navigate the waves, as you use your metaphor, the waves that are coming at us, to make sure we wind up on the leading edge and not the trailing edge? Is there ever been a more imperative time for foresight than now?
Interestingly enough, next year is the 50th anniversary of Future Shock by Alvin Toffler,
yep.
The person who started the public discussion about foresight. And this is the 1970s exponentially advanced. You know, where every 50 years or so, you do see a shift in the paradigms. And I think that's what we're going through now. So, yeah, it's pretty critical that we think about long-term. Because if you focus on what the noise going on right around you today, you pretty much get helpless.
Well, and also foresight helps you to look at the things that are happening that seem to be important, seem to be maybe scary and cataclysmic and apocalyptic and all those things. But foresight, especially if you understand a little bit about history. And you think, and you put all that in perspective with the implications you're seeing, it sort of puts those scary things in a little bit of perspective. And I think when you get to that point, that's when you're able to identify or differentiate between the opportunities and the challenges. What do you think?
Absolutely. I had a client one time who said to me after we did a big project, you know, by talking about these things from a future perspective looking back, we were able to deal with issues that today we can't even talk about.
Yeah.
And that, in a nutshell, is what you're trying to achieve when you do this work.
Because you put a foundation under a historical perspective foundation under what we're looking at for the future, right?
Absolutely. And one of the things people learn from this is change is inevitable, and change happens all the time and always has. It's happening faster right now because of some of the technologies that are involved, but it is the human condition. It's the condition of any business. If you're going to survive, you have to know how to navigate change.
Isn't that the only difference between your foresight today and our great grandparents' foresights, you know, 100 years ago? Isn't the velocity of change, isn't the velocity the only thing that's really different?
I think it's the biggest thing. I think we're going through a time where we're seeing a shift toward really becoming a digital culture, a digital society.
Digital leverage is different, but that's part of the velocity. The velocity has created.
Yes, no, absolutely. You're totally right on that. And that's why I think we feel like everything is happening so much faster, mm-hmm. because it's not only faster, but it's also one of those moments of shift. And you bring those two things together, and it is, as you said, it's an interesting concept.
Well, and I do believe digital leverage makes what we're going through right now different from the other times. I think there's no question about that. Hey, Joe, I need your website, please.
Absolutely. It's
www.uniquevisions.net. Uniquevisions.net. Folks, check it out. Reimagining Our Tomorrows. That's Joe's book. It's outstanding. You're going to want that real quick. Hey, Joe, good job. Come back soon.
Anytime, Jim. Love having these conversations with you.
Joe Tankersley, ladies and gentlemen, one of the great futurists of our time. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.